Hare Krishna. Your mind is the only mind you have. Train it. Often when we start practicing spiritual life, we realize that there is a force within us which is distracting us away from Krishna, from our long-term good, from making healthy decisions and choices. And when we try to fight against this force, we realize how formidable it is. And the Bhagavad Gita helps us to identify this force to be the mind. The mind, the Gita says, can often act like our enemy. And over time, when we recognize that the mind repeatedly distracts us, repeatedly degrades us, at that time we may get fed up and we may wish to just get rid of the mind. We may start loathing and hating the mind. But such an attitude can be unhealthy because there is only one mind that we have, that is our mind. The mind is an essential tool for us to interact with this world. Between the soul and the body and the world outside, there is the mind in between. So the mind is a vital, indispensable interactional tool for us. We can't do without the mind. So therefore, we need to recognize that although the mind is often inimical, but still we cannot hate the mind. We have to train it. Just like, suppose a person has got a vehicle, and that person, suppose a person, in the past people would go around on horses if they had to move around. And suppose a person has got a poor a horse which is very wild, which is very dangerous, but that is the only horse that person has. And suppose going around the wilderness with such distance, suppose somebody has a ranch, then going around in the wilderness is not at all easy, and one needs a horse. So if one needs absolutely a horse for moving around and one doesn't have any other horse, then the only horse that one has to train it. And without training that horse, one will be practically immobilized. But one cannot assume that the horse is already trained, that the horse is already a friend and just moves around nonchalantly. No. If the horse is tending to be untrained, then one has to take the trouble to train the horse. So, to the extent the horse becomes trained, to that extent the person can move around comfortably. Similarly, our mind is something that we absolutely need. And we need to take the effort to train it. So just as a master of the horse observes, okay, this is what makes the horse angry or wild, and this is what makes the horse calm. And then appropriately the master exposes the horse to the right stimuli and thereby trains it. Similarly, we need to observe our mind and see what is it that agitates us, what is it that pacifies it, and act accordingly. Only by such actions will we be able to train the mind and take the mind onwards, closer and closer towards becoming our ally. So we now, the Bhagavad Gita points to such a training method when Arjuna says, oh, it's impossible to control the mind. Krishna says, no, you can. He says, asanyatatmana yogo dushprapiti memani mati vashyatmana tu yatata shakyo vaptum payataha. So in 6.33 and 34, Arjuna expresses his reservations about the process of yoga, which centers on mind control. And 6.35, Krishna says it's possible. And Krishna says in 6.37, the right process is required. So that right process is, of course, the process of bhakti. But within the process of bhakti also, we have to observe what is it that enables us to absorb our mind in Krishna. What is it that distracts us from Krishna? What is it that pacifies our mind? What is it that agitates our mind? And accordingly, we customize the process of bhakti yoga to focus our mind. And in that way, we can move onwards steadily towards Krishna and attain Krishna. So rather than loathing or hating the mind, we need to observe and train the mind. And Krishna says that if the training is not done of the mind, then any kind of success is very difficult to achieve. Asayatatmana yogo dushprapiti memati. Krishna talks specifically about how spiritual perfection through yoga can't be achieved if the mind is not controlled. But that principle applies to a large extent to all other fields also. And vashyatmana tu yatata shakyo vaptum payataha. Vashyatmana. If we control the mind, Shakya vaapnu upayataha. It is possible to control the mind, Krishna says, and thereby attain perfection if we follow the right process. And following the right process means that we have to have the right disposition, not loading the mind, but training the mind. Thank you. Hare Krishna.